Welcome to The Listening Post. I'm your host, Jesse Hardman, and I'm in the French Quarter, just about to step on a city bus with 20-year-old Gentilly resident Cody Watson.
This is the Legion Fields, number 55, and we are on our way.
It's around 11:30 p.m. on a Thursday night, and Cody's heading home from his server job at Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. He's still dressed in his uniform.
Dark blue jeans, sip-resistant shoes, and a Bubba Gump shirt. And a hat with a bottle opener on it.
The number 55 bus is half full, mostly with people dressed in aprons, chef pants, Crocs, and other staples of the service industry, one of New Orleans' main economic engines.
As a server, I get paid $2.13 an hour. Most of my money is based off tips.
Cody works 5 days a week during the summer. During the school year, when he's attending Dillard University, he works around 3 days. He was studying nursing.
But I found out that wasn't what I really wanted to do. You know, just to have a backup plan, that's really the only reason I'm really in school. I've always wanted to become an actor.
As the bus drops Cody off at his stop near the end of Elysian Fields, he disappears into the night with his dreams, his hat with the bottle opener, and the $60 in cash he made during his shift. Brandon Rapp is 6 years older than Watson, a Yale graduate and a West Bank native. He thinks it's good to shoot for the stars, but he says local students like Cody shouldn't drop nursing as a career just yet, especially if they stick around New Orleans.
23,000 high middle skill job opportunities that are going to be opening up in health sciences over the next 5 to 10 years. That's like nursing, patient care technicians.
Rapp works for GNO Inc., a regional economic development company. His bosses have identified industries like water management and digital media that will drive the local economy in the next decade. Rapp wants local workers to fill as many of those jobs as possible.
How do they connect into these job opportunities? How should they be thinking about the next 10 years in terms of workforce and creating the necessary awareness and exposure for the community?
Rapp says even if somebody's working as a waiter in the French Quarter right now, those soft skills are a good start. It might just take getting some extra training somewhere like Delgado to get into these new industries. As usual, we wanted to know what's on your minds, New Orleans, when it comes to careers. We set up our listening posts in New Orleans East, Broad Street, and Central City, and asked people what their first jobs were, how they like their jobs now, and what career advice they'd give to their 18-year-old selves. Here's what we heard.
My first job was cleaning a building that had apartments and offices. I was 14, I was in eighth grade, and I made maybe about $5 an hour. And for work now, I'm a bartender. I know that what I'm doing with my time to make the money that I'm making allows me to do what I want in my off time, because I could make a fair amount of money in a small amount of time. The advice I would give to my 18-year-old self about jobs and career is that nobody is going to give you anything. So if you think you deserve it, 18-year-old Nicole, then you need to start asking for it more. And the work will prove that you can do it. Yeah, that's a hard question to answer. Maybe in a nutshell, I would say aim higher.
We also shared our job survey with people around town on their cell phones, and we invited a special guest to pick a favorite response.
Welcome to the Listening Post Questions of the Week.
Jenny Ainsworth lives in the East and just graduated from Warren Easton High School. She finished third in her class, was a standout volleyball player, and memorable enough to get a nickname.
Some teachers would even say Jenny from the block.
In a few weeks, she'll be heading west to start her freshman year at University of Louisiana Lafayette. She's pretty sure she's going to major in finance.
I like numbers. Math is my favorite subject. So I wanted a business job. Like, I just feel like working in a suit, like getting up, going to like a big building.
Jenny had a few listening post text messages she liked, but she said there was one that really caught her eye.
What was your first job and how much did you make? My first job was a car hop on roller skates at Sonic Drive-In. I made $5.15 an hour plus tips. What's your current job and how do you feel when you wake up in the morning? I am now a marketing assistant. I like the company I work for, but it's long hours and I could make more for the work I do. What's your career advice you would give your 18-year-old self? Money doesn't make you happy, but it definitely makes life easier. Go to school for something that will pay for what you're worth so you can live without financial stress. That's a saying you hear a lot, money doesn't buy happiness. If you look at it literally, it can't buy you happiness because happiness is a feeling, but money does make life a lot easier because a lot of people have goals. Like for myself, like I want a nice house, a nice car. So that's why I want to strive for like the corporate job so I know I could be financially stable and get those things that I want. It's all left up to us to change this present situation. Take a lesson from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let's fill the world with love. Get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing, but practice another.
While Jenny Ainsworth is off and running to a four-year college, there are other ways for New Orleans kids to find their footing in the job market.
Be on time. Be present.
At 10:30 on a Tuesday morning, trainees at Cafe Reconcile are getting ready for the lunch rush.
Work well with others, even when it's Jeffrey.
Cafe Reconcile is geared towards getting young adults into an internship and hopefully a job in the service industry when they're done. 27-year-old Jeffrey Venor is leading the charge. Venor first stepped through Cafe Reconcile's doors in 2005.
It's a life skill that you learn here.
Venor has done a real tour of the New Orleans service industry since completing Reconcile's program. He's worked at tons of restaurants and catered at Tulane and the Superdome. Venor's always taken his work in the service industry seriously. He hasn't always felt the love back.
A lot of jobs in New Orleans need to just show appreciation to the small workers. The low-income workers, you know, the dishwashers, the bus runners, you know, the regular waiters, you know, just the people that make it happen.
But Venor stuck with it. More recently, he's been back where it all started, at Reconcile, training newbies on the floor. He says a lot of the beginners complain after a few weeks that they can make more money on the street. Venor says he just tries to lead by example.
I'm walking down the street with cash, with money, from the tips I done made from just smiling.
And Venor's way has paid off. This week, he started a new job, not in the service industry. He's the very first alumni coordinator for Cafe Reconcile, a title that comes with a salary.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it's a blessing. It's the most I ever made.
And it comes just in time. Venor and his girlfriend welcomed a new son last month. He's excited to keep building his family and his career right here in New Orleans. We were young, so. That's it for this week's Listening Post. Text hello to 504-303-4348 to join our project. That's 504-303-4348. You can call us at that number too. And don't forget, our microphone is your microphone, New Orleans. See you next time. I feel your heart, babe, on the turn. And we were bound to the city light. Flashlights when we fall down into that night.